Care Coaches Insight programs continuing tonight. It's week two of the high school basketball season. We're joined now by Morehill Mounts Academy boys coach, that is Christian Wessel, brought to you by Taco John's, Exchange Bank, and Amberwell Health. Coach, a lot to dissect since we last spoke in our first conversation last week. We got three games to maybe get a quick thought on, and let's start with KC Washington, a game you were kind of intrigued about. Higher class school, team you hadn't really seen ever, and, you know, going on the road, that was a midweek Wednesday game, but that was your second game following the win against Maranatha. But 61-28 at KC Washington, they get the win. I guess just a quick thought on that game from last week.
It was a great learning experience for us. That's a very good basketball team, very physical. They play passing lanes, you know, unlike what we're used to seeing. And so, you know, I was happy with this. We went down. There's a lot of energy down there. You know, the first half, it was a 9-point game. We made a pretty good run there after going down 6 points early. And so, you know, we kind of fell apart at the end. I think fatigue hit over, but, great learning experience. I thought our guys grew from that. And you know what? I loved it.
At Donovan West on Friday night, this was a 2-point game, 56-54 Mustangs. Able to hold on there. Kind of take us back to that one down the stretch and a few keys that kind of led to that Donovan West win.
Yeah, that was a tough night for us. You know, I don't think I had us very well prepared going into it. I think we were just trying to do too much. And, you know, we're a little bit young and inexperienced at the varsity level. And so I think we just never really got into a flow. And then hats off to, you know, Donovan West. They pressured well. They hit some big shots when they needed to. You know, we made a couple of runs there. We battled back in the third quarter. I thought our press looked all right. But yeah, just not enough to finish the game out. And, you know, it was hopefully a good learning moment. I think it was a good wake up call. And, but yeah.
Yeah, and maybe your guys got the wake-up call, too, because you bounce back. You get that second win of the year Tuesday night, team out of the Big East and Royal Valley at home, 62-51. Good bounce-back win for you guys on Tuesday night. What'd you like there?
You know, we played a lot more like ourselves. We got downhill a lot better. We pushed the ball a lot better. You know, we went out, and in response to the Friday night game, we basically took the playbook and simplified it substantially and just focused on playing basketball, which, you know, as a coach, that's always just a good reminder at the end of the day. You know, we get excited about X's and O's, but you just got to go play. And I thought our kids went out and, you know, they played, four kids having double figures, on a night. I thought Ethan Zimmer stepped up, you know, coming off the bench, being our post. He had a big night. Jace Campbell had a monster, career high 17. You know, and it's been nice because throughout the early season here, we've had different guys leading the team and scoring. You know, we're not one dimensional. I thought, O'Brien did a good job at, you know, stepping up to Ron coming off the bench, the two guys that are new that, you know, are kind of learning the program. And, yeah, I thought we elevated a lot and took a good step in the right direction for sure.
Yeah, and you guys are going to really have a good opportunity to keep that going against another good team in the Big East. This Hiawatha team, they got some good guard play. They got 2 6'6" guys in the post. You know, Steven Morgan's a kid that can step out, hit a jumper. Lane Kessler, just a super big body and tough to kind of maneuver down there in the post. This is a very good Hiawatha team. Some coaches in the Big East think they're going to contend, you know, for a league championship this year, and they're off to a 2-1 start. You know, the only loss, double overtime against Troy on Friday. Crazy game there, 87-85. But very challenging game you guys got coming up at home on Friday against Hiawatha.
No, it's going to be a good test for us, especially matchup-wise. I mean, you know, they're big, and that's an area that we're lacking in overall. And so, you know, we're going to have to do a really, really good job at, you know, building an inside presence. I think DJ is going to have a big night for us. I think he'll really rise as probably our only true center. You know, but then we're going to have to box out really well, contest inside, because that's going to be, you know, a liability for us. But I think if we can contain the inside game and, you know, we want to turn it into more of a guard game. I mean, they have really good guards too. So at that point, it's just a battle of playing. But yeah, I mean, you know, it's an invaluable experience. You know, this, first part of the season here is we've been tested in a lot of different ways, and it's going to really pay off for us. And, you know, they're a good team. They got us last year in a close game. And so I think it'll be good for us. And, you know, I like being able to play these non-league schools just to give us some different looks and work on things. And so I'm real excited for it.
Great stuff as always. Christian Wessel joining us, Morehill Mounts Academy boys basketball coach, trying to carry that momentum from the victory on Tuesday against Royal Valley. Another big East League in town on Friday. Team in town on Friday. That's Morehill Mounts Academy hosting Hiawatha. Coach, we always appreciate it. We'll do it one more time next week before the holiday break.
All right. Thank you.